This is PodTech News. It's Monday, July 31st. What you're hearing is the buzz of the blogosphere. At least the almost half of the blogosphere made up of women's voices. According to a recent study published by the Pew Internet and American Life Project, 46% of the 12 million Americans who write blogs are women. So it's no surprise there's an online community and a real-time conference for women bloggers. The second annual Women's Blogging Conference, BlogHer 2006, took place this past weekend at the San Jose Hyatt. The conference has doubled in size in just a year. This year's conference had a day of hands-on workshops on blogging techniques and tools, and a day featuring talks by prominent women bloggers, including Arianna Huffington and Six Apart founder and president Mina Trott. Alisa Kamahord is one of three co-founders of the BlogHer Women's Blogging Community and of the conference. I asked Kamahord why she thinks there needs to be a separate conference for women bloggers.
Well, our mission is really to provide opportunities for women bloggers for education, for exposure, for community, and also for economic empowerment. Men are totally invited to come. They do come. We have male attendees. We have males on our site, joining our site. We have males commenting on the posts. But our mission is to support women bloggers and create these opportunities. And it really grew last year out of something that was pretty, when we started 18 months ago, it wasn't just about the blogosphere. There were lots of articles and commentary about where are the women? Where are the women on the op-ed pages? Where are the women in the Sunday talk shows? Where are the women in the Fortune 500 boardrooms? And you know, people asking quite seriously, where are the women bloggers? Meanwhile, Jory Desjardins, Lisa Stone, and I, we all knew there were lots of women bloggers blogging about everything under the sun, not able to be siloed into they all blog about one thing or another. And so we just wanted to answer that question and provide a place for us all to meet and learn more and make connections.
Do you think there's gender discrimination out there in the blogosphere?
I think that a lot of people believe that the internet is a meritocracy, and they believe that, you know, it's that old on the internet, no one knows you're a dog. But the truth of the matter is, I've been in a lot of industries, I have a checkered past, and I've never been a part of any industry that was a meritocracy, truly. There's always more than talent or skill that comes in. There's relationships, connections, timing, luck, all sorts of things. And we wanted to provide an opportunity for women to strengthen their connections and improve their networking and make more of those links together and help all boats rise. And that would help what we knew to be great writing amplify and become more visible and be more discoverable. And that's sort of the purpose of the web community.
How would you say women blogging are different from men blogging?
That's an interesting question, and one in which, Jory Desjardins, our third partner, doesn't always agree with Lisa Stone and with me. I personally feel that generalizations don't do much good, that I know many women who like to blog confrontationally or blog aggressively, which people say is stereotypically male. I know many men who blog about their feelings or blog about their family lives, and I think that the stereotypes may apply to some large number, but that it doesn't serve us to perpetuate them or accept them without thinking about it, because there's just so many examples that break those stereotypes. And I really feel that if everyone was pretty out and proud online about who they were, how old they were, what race they were, what gender they were, if everybody was just out and proud about that, we wouldn't be able anymore to make these generalizations. We had a woman on a panel at South by Southwest that we produced called Increasing Women's Visibility on the Web, and her name was Virginia DeBold, and she's, in her own self-described way, a gray-haired old lady. And she said that she thought she loved the internet because online no one knew she was a gray-haired old lady, and therefore they had more respect for what she had to say about technology. And my response was, I wish that everyone who was a gray-haired old lady and knew technology was out there saying that's who they were, because the more times you read that, the less you would be able to make the assumption that smart technical content is about being a man or being young or being white or being anything like that. So I think it's really important that we say who we are and that we are proud about it, and it will level the playing field and level the expectations, which is perhaps even more important.
That was Alisa Kammerhort. She co-founded the Blog Her Community and Conference with Lisa Stone and Jory Desjardins. You can find Blog Her on the web at www.blogher.org. This is Catherine Girardeau with PodTech News.